anywhere in here. Everybody have a seat. Nala, get a seat. Everybody get a seat. Anywhere works. Repositioning here. All right, you're going to have to help me, okay? One of the things that I've learned about Christmas, we got plenty of room. Come on, have a seat anywhere you want. You can sit on the floor by the nativity. One of the things I've learned about Christmas is everybody puts up decorations and we sing Christmas songs and everything looks so pretty. Look at our church. Don't you think it looks pretty this morning? Okay. Yeah, the tree is really nice. You know, a funny story, y'all listen, funny story about that tree. That was our tree in our house in Louisiana. And we moved here and we were so excited because I think it's maybe a year old. And we got to our house and we got ready to put the Christmas tree up. Guess what? My ceiling's not that tall. So we made a generous donation to the church to have that Christmas tree. But I want to talk to you. How many of you have your Christmas tree up at your house? Okay, good, good, good. Well, I want you to know the reason behind the Christmas tree. There was a guy back in the 16th century named Martin Luther who was a preacher. And he was coming home in the snow one night. And he looked up and he saw the evergreen trees. And then he saw the stars behind him. And he got this great idea. He was going to take a tree home. And he wired candles to his tree and lit them for his family because it reminded him of Jesus being the light of the world. So the reason we have green trees is the green reminds us of life. Like if you look across the street in my front yard, I have a huge Christmas tree and it stays green all year long, which means it's alive. And a lot of the other trees around it are brown or have no leaves because during the winter they die. Or whatever the technical scientific reason is. My wife's over there going, they don't die exactly. But anyway, but we have a green tree and one of the colors of Christmas. Now listen, one of the colors of Christmas is green. Look how much green is here. You see, it's everywhere. It's on the tree. It's on the plant. It's everywhere. Yes, it's green. It's on the back on those two on the door. Now, listen. Green is to remind us that Jesus gives eternal life. As a matter of fact, see those wreaths back there? They're round. They have no beginning and they have no end. They are green. They are life. They are to remind us that in Jesus Christ, there's everlasting life. When you look at the Christmas tree, we are to be reminded that in Jesus there is life. And those lights, those white lights, remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. Usually at the top of your Christmas tree you have either a star, there's a star up there, or an angel. And it is to remind us that Jesus was born. And when you have Jesus, you have eternal life. Now, the other color of Christmas is red. It's red. Look at all the red. Yes, red is to remind us that Jesus died to give us eternal life. It's to remind us that He shed His blood for us. And so at Christmas, the colors of green and red are to remind us that there is eternal life in Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not die, but have what? Everlasting life." So this Christmas, when you see the green, when you see the red, when you see the lights that are white, you're to be reminded that Jesus was born for your sins and to give you eternal life. There's another scripture that says God is like an evergreen tree. And I want to read it and then we'll be through. In Hosea 14:8 it says, "O Israel, stay away from idols. I am the one who answers your prayers and cares for you. Now listen to this. God says, I am like a tree that is always green. All your fruit comes from me. So this Christmas, every time you see a tree, a Christmas tree, I want you to be reminded that God loves you, that God is alive, that He wants to give you eternal life. Christmas is about Jesus.
He doesn't love you.
God loves us. All right, let's pray. Lord, be with these kids and help them this Christmas to keep the real meaning in their hearts and to understand that all the decorations and all the music is to point us towards Jesus. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.